Hebrews chapter 10. For the law, being a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very substance of those things, can never make those who draw near perfect, since it works through the same earthly sacrifices which are continually offered every year. If it were able, wouldn't they have ceased to be offered? This is because once the worshippers had been thoroughly purged, they would have had no more consciousness of past sins. But through those sacrifices, there is a yearly reminder of sins, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to remove sins. Therefore, coming into the world, he said, sacrifices and offerings don't satisfy your true intentions. Instead, you have prepared a human body for me. You have no real pleasure in whole burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin. Psalm 39:7. Then I said, look, I have come to do your will, O God, just as it is written about me in the rolled up scroll. Psalm 40:6-8. By first saying sacrifices and offerings don't satisfy your true intentions, neither do you take pleasure in them, which are the things offered according to the law, and then saying, look, I have come to do your will. He does away with the first in order to establish the second. Through this choice of his, we are purified through the unique and final offering of the body of Jesus the Anointed One. And, on one hand, every priest daily stands officiating, offering the same sacrifices over and over, which can never take away sins. But he, on the other hand, when he had offered one sacrifice for sin, sat down for eternity in the place of honor and authority of God, from here on waiting until his enemies are made the footstool of his feet. For by one offering he consummated his work forever for those who are being made holy. And the Holy Spirit also testifies this fact to us, for he has said beforehand, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will impress my laws on their hearts and also write them upon their minds. Then he said, and their sins and their violations of the law I won't remember any more. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 33 and 34. Now, where there is a release from these sins, there is no further offering for sin required. Therefore, brethren, let us have confidence to enter into the holiest place by the blood of Jesus. We can enter in through the veil by this new and living way which he consecrated for us, which was through the offering of his body. So, having such a great high priest over the house of God, let us draw near to him with a sincere heart, being fully assured through faith, having our hearts sprinkled from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us be taking possession of our agreement with God without wavering, for he who made the promise is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up each other to love and good works. Don't abandon gathering together with each other, as is the habit of some, but be encouraging each other even more as you see the day of the Lord coming near. But if we continue sinning willingly after we have received the full understanding of the truth, there is no further sacrifice for sins left for us. But instead, there is certain fearful expectation of judgment and the fire of God's jealousy, which will consume those who oppose him. Anyone disregarding Moses' law was killed without compassion based on the testimony of two or three witnesses. How much worse punishment do you think he will deserve who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, disrespected him and his authority, has considered the blood of the covenant with which he was purified as something of little value, and has insulted the Spirit of grace? For we know him who said, revenge is mine, I will repay those who rebel. And again, saying, the Lord will judge his people. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 35 and 36. It is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But remember the former days, during which, after you had been enlightened, you endured a great trial of sufferings. This was a result of being made a public spectacle, both through contemptuous verbal abuse and public persecution, and also by being partners with those who were abused in this way. For you had compassion on those who were imprisoned and accepted with joy the seizure of your possessions, knowing that you have in yourselves a better possession, which is permanent. Therefore, don't throw away your assurance, which has a great reward. For you need endurance, so that having done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For in just a little while, the coming one will be here and will not delay. Now the Lord says, the one who is truly righteous is the one who is living by faith. But if he shrinks back from me, my soul will not be pleased with him. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Yet we are not among those who draw back, resulting in destruction, but among those who have faith, resulting in the complete saving of the soul. This is the end of Hebrews chapter 10. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.